because the top of them is hard as a rock, but the side is soft.
Wow.
Sometimes a man needs to feel something other than his own touch.
Have you tried switching hands?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Employee evaluations coming up, and also later on during the broadcast, we will play the greatest game ever invented, known as
Wheel of Fat Guys.
First, let's go to the phones and say hello to Melissa from Crofton, Maryland. Melissa, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good.
What can we do for you?
Well, I understand you are looking for some bar services.
Here's the idea. This is what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
First of all, can I just ask you very briefly the celebrity you most resemble, please?
No. Well, no, Don's not there anymore, so he won't make fun of me. Drew Barrymore.
I'm okay
you
with that.
Oh, I know you guys are okay with that. Don, not so much.
I'm very okay with it.
No, God, I hate to tell you this, Melissa. You know, he wasn't the only one that had that
I know.
Feeling about Drew Barrymore.
It depends
on which Drew Barrymore.
Okay, I will allow that. Which stage of Drew Barrymore are we talking about?
Like E.T.?
You know what? Drew Barrymore's stock actually was raised, in my opinion, when she did the movie Fever Pitch, because it's a Red Sox movie.
And also, she looked really good in Charlie's Angels.
Yes, she did. Are you like a Charlie's Angels Drew Barrymore?
Short-haired Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Like it's shoulder length.
You know what? I like it's working for me. Let me tell you what we're going to do.
Okay. Doesn't a short-haired Drew Barrymore look like Owen Wilson?
No.
No, okay. I'm just checking.
We're going to have the staples set up for a bar. We're going to have the regular stuff, your regular rail drinks,
right?
Okay.
Maybe some mixers. Did you hear me talking about that, Beth Ann, before? And you don't need to sneak in. You don't need to sneak in like that. There's really no need. Rob.
Crawling not necessary.
Rob is in the habit of
playing a song.
Playing NBA.
This is the latest one. All right. You know, we want to do a happy hour tomorrow.
Okay.
How much money are you going to need from me to set up the bar? Hey, Melissa, are you a professional mixologist?
I am.
Okay, how much do you think I should...
$100.
I should pop about $100 to set up a good little bar here?
It depends on the quality you're looking for.
Maybe 150?
We'll have Beth Ann talk to me off the air, and I can probably help her out with that.
Oh, good. Cool. Okay, well, we'll put you on hold, and hopefully you can come down and be our first mixologist tomorrow, okay?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
There'll only be about three
Wait
of us.
Wait a minute, Melissa. What do you mean you'll see what you can do?
Oh, well, no. Tomorrow, yeah. I have to shuffle a few things around. But
okay.
I can...
Shuffle,
oh, you're
baby.
So busy.
Shuffle away.
Rob, be nice. She's coming down, and she might
be
hot.
I know, and I look forward to seeing
you. I feed you booze. You be happy.
Okay.
Me drink it long time.
All right, hold on, Melissa. We'll come back to you. Beth Ann will get all your information. Let's go to Casey in Lodi. Casey, what is your question?
Mr. O'Mara.
Casey, have you been drinking?
No, sir. No.
All right, what can we do for you, Casey?
Little Afghan gooey, but no drinking.
All right, what's going on?
Afghan
well, I got
gooey?
A question for drinking. My local babu at the corner store pulled out a bottle of Lucid the other day, and I was just questioning him. Buzz, he's telling me it's $68. It's kind of a cool bottle. It's got the green eyes on it. Is this the real stuff, guys, or as close as I can get?
Mr. Burbank, I defer to you on that
Lucid
one.
Lucid is the new legal, one of the new legal absinthes in the United States. I haven't tried it yet, and I haven't made any chemical comparison. My fear is that it won't have as much thujone in it as the green fairy you can order online.
Devil's lettuce.
Okay, I have seen that, but this is kind of local, and I just wonder, how would you drink it?
What you want to do, this is difficult. Listen to me. This is difficult, Casey. What you want to do is you want to take a strainer, okay? You want to take a strainer, pour the absinthe or whatever that substance is through the strainer, and it has to be about room temperature, and just put your whole face underneath the strainer.
Right.
And then when it hits your forehead and runs down your face, whatever comes down your lip and falls into your mouth is the only part you can consume.
And don't forget an olive.
That's the best way to do it.
Or an onion.
But enjoy yourself. All right, do we have our employee evaluation music, Rob?
We do.
All right,
we do,
it's time.
Let's get to work.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in Fairfax, Virginia, and the difference between this location and the old location is that we are surrounded by WJFK employees. Employees
People.
We haven't had a chance to really hobnob with, meet, or more importantly, Buzz, evaluate.
That is important.
Since we have come back here.
First
so.
We evaluate, then we hobnob.
Now, you might say, Mike, you might say, why not just walk around and meet the people that are here? I think that's too simple a process.
Yeah, Mike.
No,
I think it's much better to ask them a few simple questions about what they do, and then based on the sound of their voice, and especially if they're here, I'd like to do it in studio, evaluate them.
Right.
Let's see here. Rob, we've got all the extensions here at 10800 Main Street.
Right, I see all the names in front of me.
All right, let's go to extension, well, you've got it, Beau LeBlanc. Let's do
I
that.
I saw
right
that
now.
Name too. That's a great name.
We have a wonderful name.
Beau LeBlanc.
I think LeBlanc. LeBlanc. This is a sales assistant.
That's very French, you know.
We're going to call Beau.
Beauregard LeBlanc.
Summon Beau. I would assume that is a French gentleman.
Like a circus name.
Hello. Right?
Hello, bonjour.
Hello, this is Beau LeBlanc.
Let's see if his phone is ringing.
Beauregard LeBlanc.
How you doing with those phones over there, Rob?
I dial. It takes a moment for the call to go through.
Hello.
Is this Beau LeBlanc?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Beau. It's Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show down here in the studio.
Hey, how's it going?
Beau, did anybody inform you we are doing employee evaluations today? Have you been informed about that?
Yeah, I heard something to that effect.
Good. Terrific. Beau, could you come down to the studio, please?
Yeah, I can do that.
Quick as you can.
Love that.
Okay.
Job done.
Thanks. Very, very busy.
Somebody
thanks,
time
much.
This.
Thanks much.
All right. See ya.
All right, thank you.
Will employee evaluation include diction?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Good luck, Beau.
I'll make the final call on this, Rob, but of course, your input is welcome. And,
thank you.
You know, this is very, very similar to what Donald Trump does on his show, but we're going to be gentler. We're going to be wonderful and kind.
Okay. All right. Let me get the door. I'm sure Beau will be here. Toot sweet.
Well, that's also how we are basing that. How long has it been, Buzz?
Been 20 seconds, up to 23 now.
Oh, boy. If it's the 30-second mark, it's not going to work
25,
out.
25. That's 27. Gonna... He made it just under 30.
Oh, how are you? Have a seat, please.
Just under 30.
Hi.
Beau He's Regard, the new guy.
LeBlanc.
How are you? Hi there.
Hi, I'm Mike. This is Buzz, and this is Rob.
Hey, Beau.
How do?
Hi, Beau.
Hey, this is how we're going to get to know people.
All right, terrific, Beau. We've got your form here, your chart, your information.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reviewing that. First of all, a few things about you. Where are you from, Beau?
I'm from Herndon, Virginia.
Pardon me?
Herndon, Virginia.
Herndon, Virginia. What's your job here at WJFK?
I am a sales assistant to the lovely sales staff we have here.
Fantastic. Nice. Fantastic. How's that doing? How you doing with that job?
This is week two.
Week two, you've only
Already?
Been here a short time.
If I'm not mistaken, he replaced Shy. Do you remember Shy?
Shy, yes. I love Shy.
She moved on to another opportunity, and we brought
beautiful,
in
beautiful,
Beau LeBlanc.
Black princess Shy. Oh, my God.
Mm.
She left?
Yes.
And you replaced her, huh, Beau?
Yeah, I'm a black princess, too, if you noticed.
Okay. Please, no jokes during the evaluation.
It's really not a time for joking.
Beau, what are your aspirations in the radio business? What do you look to be doing here? What is your ultimate goal?
I guess promotions work. Basically.
That's good. See, they're applauding because it's a good answer.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I don't have any further questions. Rob, do you have anything more for Beau?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Buzz, do you have another question for Beau LeBlanc?
Yeah, Beau, what's your feeling about the people you work with so far?
Everybody's been real cool.
All right, great. Good answer.
Okay.
Let's see. We're going through here. I liked your answers. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you're a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23 years old.
Doesn't look a day over 18.
Really? seems like a really, really nice guy.
Yeah. Does.
Okay, Beau, let me see. I think, based on my evaluation, you have 20 minutes to gather your things.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, well,
so
thank
long.
You.
Take care, Beau.
Nice Bye. Try, Beau.
Thank you.
Better luck next time.
Thanks for working with us.
Mr. Kynard will escort you out.
Thanks Very nice. For playing
Collect
employee
your...
evaluation.
Thanks so
Collect
much. Take care, slacker. Jesus. All right, let's get Becky Portis.
But a sharp dresser.
Becky Portis, an account executive. Boy, I hate it when it ends that way, Buzz.
I know.
You know, when they have 20 minutes to gather their things.
We were just getting to know them.
That's unfortunate, but Beau's out of here. You're listening to Employee Evaluations on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Becky with an I, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Oh.
I'm going to speak with Becky, are you there?
Make a note of
it. Didn't
Becky?
Ring. Hi, Becky, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Becky. Mike O'Mara down here in the studio.
Hi, Mike O'Mara. I get nervous on air.
Oh, don't worry about it, Becky. It'll be very, very brief.
Okay.
We'll just need you for about 20 seconds. Could you please come to the studio?
Right now?
Thank you. Yes,
please.
As quick
Thank
as you.
You
can. That's basing. That's what we're basing the evaluation on as well.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Right away.
Bye.
All right,
very good.
The timer has started.
Did not like the bye.
Yeah, but you know what?
Mm.
I already like her better than Beau LeBlanc.
Oh, now, Rob, this is important that we get all the information before we make our evaluation.
I'm big on gut. My gut says she's going to be better than Beau LeBlanc.
We'll see. Here comes Becky.
Fast.
Wow.
Oh, hi. Nicely done.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
15 seconds.
Hello.
Mike. Have a seat.
Much better time.
Hi, I'm Mike. Have a seat, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
This is Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, Buzz.
This
Hi.
Is Rob.
Hi.
Hey, Rob.
Wow.
How are you?
I've been seeing you.
Yeah.
I think I actually met you briefly one other time, right?
You did.
I remembered you. I didn't know. I didn't put the name with the face, though. Wow. How are you? How do you like your job?
I like it.
Oh, good. That's a good answer.
I like
answer.
The station. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And, it's fun.
Rob,
I
would say, boy, she is a beautiful, tanned, blonde woman. Most resembles is any beautiful blonde woman, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd say a very pretty Tara Reid.
Can I give a shout out for my tan?
You sure can. You do anything you want.
Okay.
I really don't have any further questions.
This is a wonderful, beautiful airbrush tan from the people at Smooth Exposure, located in Tyson's Corner.
Well. That's thinking. I think you're a perfect fit for CBS.
You can find them online.
I think you're a perfect fit for CBS Radio.
My
condolences.
Thank you.
Get out of here, Becky. Thank you very much. We look forward to a long association with you. She gets to stay.
You have quite a future here, Becky. Yeah, congratulations.
The guy out in the hallway with the long face is Beau LeBlanc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was fired earlier.
Say goodbye to him.
Thanks so much. Oh, that was easy.
You know what?
I like Becky.
She smells really good.
She's very hot.
One stays and one goes.
All right, let's go to our next employee on the list, Brian Peck.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Brian Peck. He has the title of Creative Imaging Director.
Oh, that sounds made up.
Brian Peck. What is that? Do you have any idea what that is?
I do.
What is it?
He is the guy that does the production that goes on air that doesn't have to do with commercials. Usually if it says WJFK, he's part of the imaging of that.
I thought Jason did that.
No, Jason does commercials.
Oh,
you've met Brian Peck.
I have?
Yes.
All right.
Hello?
Brian?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike O'Mara from the studio just down the hallway.
Okay, right. I've seen you a couple times.
Yeah, we're doing employee evaluations. Can you come down to the studio briefly, please?
Yeah, sure.
As quick as you can.
I'll be there in four or five steps.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I like that attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, hold on.
I like that attitude, Luke Skywalker.
Johnny on the spot.
He wears a hat, this guy.
That's okay. I like that. You know what? I'll be there in four or five steps. Look at that. He's here already.
Under 10 seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a seat, Brian. I have met you before. Yeah. Brian, where are you from?
Missouri.
Whereabouts in Missouri? The Show Me State. Whereabouts?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, the big city.
Yeah.
What brings you to Washington, Brian?
The job.
The job of doing all the imaging
all
and
the
stuff
imaging.
Like that?
Cal disappointment.
Oh, wait a minute.
Can
Brian,
I just tell you, the first time I had ever visited D.C. was the day I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very brave. That's very brave.
A wing and a prayer, right, Brian?
Yeah, it was really a wing and a prayer.
Did you come from another radio station?
Yeah, in Springfield.
And you've always done that kind of production work and imaging and the sound effects and all that stuff. And you've done a lot of work for our show. Now I remember who this guy is.
Yeah, he's done some very nice work
imaging,
for us.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to say hi to Becky Portis on the way out?
No, because Becky had already passed.
Oh, she's passed. She's a stone-cold hottie, isn't she?
She's something, isn't she?
She's tan.
Yeah. She's something.
Yeah. That's great. So how do you like working here at WJFK?
I love it.
You get along with your coworkers?
All of them.
You seem to like everybody that's
here? I love
here.
The boss.
You work well with the supervisor?
He's a fantastic man.
Which supervisor are you referring to?
All of them. I love all
of them.
Really? That's a little kiss ass.
That's suspicious.
Buzz, any more questions for? I've got all that I need. Anything?
No,
you have?
I think I've got everything here. Here's
you know,
my
I
score.
Was. I have to admit, Brian, I was with you. I liked you. I liked the fact four or five steps that you were here. You know, you had a great attitude on the telephone. I liked the you know, the story, the life story about coming from St. Louis.
Yeah. The backstory. Really,
and then unfortunately, you had to say you really love like upper level management here. That's a problem.
We're concerned about that.
I'm real sorry. Well. You've got 20 minutes to gather your things.
Back to I mean, I could pull up some stories.
No.
I got
no, I'm terribly sorry.
Back to Springfield.
Thank
you,
thanks so much. Thanks. That's a shame.
Nice try, Brian.
That was going to be the first like non-hot woman that we let stay.
I know.
Until he started sucking up to management.
Here in 10 seconds.
Right.
He's from Missouri, which is
Quickly.
Strong for me. But,
get your stuff. So long.
Not bad looking, really.
Loving management. That's
Let me see. Our next person on the list, we have a Chris Keen. A Chris Kleinard?
Let me look. I see the number. I'm sure he'll tell us how to say his name.
This is a program director, producer for Junkies. All right. Chris Kleinard. Oh, he hasn't even taken the call. He's made his way.
Oh, look, he's here.
Well, that's a little forward.
Well, it was very fast, though.
Excuse me. Could you enter and sit down, please?
There you go. Hold on. Our fourth employee evaluation of the day.
I was going to leave him a message, but he's already here.
He's here now.
This is not going to go well, is it?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great.
What's your name?
It's Chris.
Chris, where are you from originally?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh, you're a local guy.
I am.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's strong.
And what do you do here at the station?
I'm your boss.
Ah, very good.
What?
Well, I think you're a perfect fit for CBS Radio.
Oh, thank you.
I really. Thanks so much.
Is that it?
No, it's not. You have 20 minutes to gather your things. Get the hell
now
out of here.
Now get out. Now get out.
That's right. Get out. Leave.
He could use the time.
That's right.
You can share a cab with Brian Peck. He's a big fan of yours.
Becky Portis is staying, though. Yeah. I think you might be happy about that. She's a wonderful young lady. Excuse me, when we say leave, we mean leave quickly. Thank you. I'm
always trying to fix things.
God, I hate it when I can't fire people.
Becky would make a good program director.
All right, let me see. Our next person on the list is Miss Colette Harris.
Wow, I wonder how she'll do.
See what happens here.
She answers the phones, works the front desk.
She's our director of first impressions.
You know what? She's wonderful. She gets to stay.
Of course she does.
Right.
You can still invite her in, though?
I did. She doesn't need to come in. She's nervous about it.
Oh.
Can we get her on the line?
These phones.
That she can do.
All right. Very good.
I'm not sure she can really leave.
Rob, skip Colette because I think she's going to stay and she's nervous about it.
All right.
Colette, I'm letting you off the hook here. You get to stay. Jason Vesey gets to stay. We like Jason a lot.
Okay. Sure.
All right, let me see. Let's try Kathy Saxon.
Oh, I know her.
Kathy
Saxon.
All right.
Kathy and I have a history.
Really? Would you like to elaborate a little bit?
Well, she parked in my space once.
Oh, that's a demerit.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting that down on the chart.
That's a beating.
It's ringing,
is she
Mike.
Upstairs? Does she have her office upstairs?
Yes,
she has
she
does. BH's old office.
Hi, Kathy. We're going to let you stay upstairs. Hi, it's Mike O'Mara from downstairs in the studio.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Kathy, you're aware of the fact that we're doing Employee Evaluation Day today, right?
Yes, I did.
That's right.
And Brian Peck apparently loves me.
Oh, that's good. Well, unfortunately, he has 20 minutes to gather his things.
He won't be here tomorrow.
Kathy, how long have you been working here at WJFK in Washington?
About 4 years.
Oh, really?
Wow,
I've never had the pleasure. I think I met you one time and we discussed back pay issues. Isn't that right?
That would be correct.
And
I'm waiting for my gift, by the way.
Well, incidentally, have we taken care of that, Kathy? Have the numbers all been put in the right place?
I believe so, yes.
And I came out on the winning end of that, didn't I?
You certainly did.
That's right. And you have nothing.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Yes. Was I supposed to tell you that, Kathy?
I believe so.
Don't get happy.
I believe
happy.
That's a legal issue.
Yes, it is. Aren't you a lot of fun, Kathy? Kathy,
your
so far...
Your sister's name is Kathy.
I'm seeing a lot of demerits, but do you have nothing but animosity for upper-level management at this corporation?
Absolutely.
My condolences. Thank you, Kathy.
We love you. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go Saxons.
Another survivor.
Boy, she almost fell right off the cliff with that. Did you get my permission first? All right. I see Robbie Gomez. She gets to stay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let me see. Let's talk to Kevin McCarthy.
Oh.
Why'd you do that? Who
we'll
is that?
We'll
let's meet Kevin McCarthy.
Why did you guys go, oh, I really don't know who this is?
Well, you'll see.
You'll know very soon.
I do not know any Kevin McCarthy.
Say, yes, you do.
I know you. That's what you'll say.
No, I've never met a Kevin McCarthy.
Yes, you have.
All right.
Waiting for the call to go through. Ah, yes.
I know how this is going to end.
Really?
I do, too. You might not even want to give him 20 minutes.
10.
5.
All right, well, we're not going to be able to do
this. This is Kevin. Hey.
Kevin.
Cool.
Oh, is this BDK?
This is BDK.
All right, can you come to the studio, please?
Sure, hold on 1 second.
All right.
There's not a studio
can
he
I
won't.
Lock the door, please?
There's not a studio he won't visit.
This is BDK from the Junkies and from Big O and Dukes and wandering around. And he's a guy that's Mike O'Bara. Every time I walk into the goddamn building.
He even hangs up the phone like a pain in the ass.
Fox 5 movie reviewer with our friend Tony Perkins.
Oh, that's right.
How in the name of Jesus did that ever happen? Sit down, please.
Deal with Satan.
BDK.
Wow.
Hey, let's ask him.
I didn't know your name was Kevin McCarthy.
That's right.
Such a McName.
I'm a good Irish. Yeah. Man.
You want to put the headphones on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I know we're keeping you from your potatoes and beer.
This is one of the, you know what, I'm gonna save the evaluation because now I know who you are. You're on the air.
Now there's going to be something different.
You're on television, and this is one of those, how does someone like this attain these things? I don't get it. It's a mystery to me.
What did you have to give Satan?
You want
to
know why? It's because I have obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay, explain.
The Junkies brought me on their show one day because I was worried about running over a dead body in the road, thinking it was a bump in the road.
So you called the Junkies out of the blue. You were a listener that called the Junkies, and that's how you ended up.
I was interning at the station, and they heard a story about me having a worry, and they knew I loved movies, so they lured me in thinking I was going to be a movie reviewer, but then blasted my OCD on the air for 2.5 years, and I actually became a professional movie reviewer for Fox 5 TV and the Junkies.
What about the pedestrian you killed?
I've never killed a pedestrian. I just have OCD, or if I hit a bump in the road, I think it's a person, and I go back and do U-turns and check
and
things.
As far as manhood is concerned, your nickname BDK is because you have an enormous package. Is that right? Is that they talk about it constantly?
Yeah. I mean, I've been told mm-hmm. by people that it is a very.
Well, what do you mean? You've been told?
By
you wake
management?
Up, you take a shower every day. You should know. You look at. You've seen a porno. I assume you've seen a porno movie.
I can't really describe it. FCC thing against it, but I mean, it's not like. Think about a peanut butter jar.
Oh, you're talking about girth. And that okay. All right.
Okay.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So kind of freakish, actually.
No, it's not really freakish at all.
Sounds freakish to me.
No, it's like it's good, but then also like the peanut butter jar.
I am so disgusted by this.
And how is it this meaty thighs knows this about you?
I used to have videos.
What?
With an ex-girlfriend.
All right, I don't want to.
Now I know too much.
Your evaluation is over.
When you said his name, Buzz and I made that noise.
Now I understand. Please take the headphones off. And there's really no question. You have 10 minutes to gather your things. And he's delighted with that. Yeah, you're right, Rob. Five. Please leave the studio. Please.
Quickly.
Peanut butter
jar. And don't
jar.
Run over anything.
Please. There he goes. Peanut. And I meant right now. Please. Quickly. He's on television.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He'll be fine.
You know
what
he pisses does? Me off
you
that
know
he's
what he
on
does
television.
Is he assists Leo Donahoe.
the shortest man that we have here.
You see, I wasn't going to make a short joke.
All right, let me see. We've got anybody else I don't know. There's only one more. Ryan Osborne.
Sounds like a
continuity director.
Oh, I know this guy.
All right. Leo Donahoe, he gets to stay. Oh, he left? And why did.
Oh, she's doing the sneaky thing in our ear again.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Beth Ann has just informed me that Ryan left.
He's not here.
Shondell Barton, honey, you get to stay forever.
She can stay at my place.
We love you. Leo Donahoe, 20 minutes to clean out your things.
We don't even need an evaluation.
Robbie Gomez, we love you. Our traffic director, you get to stay. We dealt with Kathy Saxon before she stays. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy is gone.
There's a pattern here. Have you noticed?
And Timmy Obibene. You get to stay. You're one of the guys that also gets
to
stay. Yes, you're a perfect fit for CBS Radio. And Buzz and I will see you in the limo with the beer tomorrow night. We're very excited about
that.
All right, that's it. Employee evaluations concluded for now. Congratulations.
That's a good sign.
I think you're a perfect fit for CBS Radio. Mike would say that's about 30% of the people we needed to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people like Greg Edger and also Jim Weisskopf, Libby.
Your day is coming.
Matt Cahill.
Uh-huh.
Michael Hughes.
Oh, yes, we must.
Or Russell Ramsey. I'm looking for it. Now,
good
all
job
these
with the risotto.
Are all these people still working here?
I think this is a current list.
Yes. Really? It so you need to update this every 8 minutes because that's how often it changes.
Well, remember how long the list used to be?
It
we
used
don't
to
have
be
many
insane.
People working here anymore.
All right, kill that music, Rob.
And you reserve the right to reevaluate employees at any time.
Yeah, even the ones that I told had 20 minutes
of
to get
course.
Their things.
Exactly.
Gentlemen.
Yes?
Get fat people on the line right now.
Oh, we need fat people.
877-365-3636 because it's time for
Wheel of Fat Guys.
I know nothing about this game, but I know it's a chance for fat guys to ask questions and answer questions about fat people. It's fat trivia. And you don't have to be fat. Anybody can play this game. Am I right about that, Rob?
Anyone could play. My first preference would be fat guys.
We favor fat guys.
If you would like to play the Wheel of Fat Guys, get on the line and get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. We will play the great game show Wheel of Fat
Wheel
Guys.
Wheel of Fat Guys.
Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.